countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Well, there's an air of optimism this May morning as we face the gradual lifting of restrictions. And of course, the happy news for those of you wanting a haircut or to buy a book in a bookshop is that non-essential retail is going to open later in the month. Now, Liam Horan is awaiting his retail fix. He would never consider a charity shop to be non-essential retail, as to browse in a charity shop on a quiet afternoon is, according to Liam, to experience an essential kind of happiness, as he now explains.
That little chest of drawers you never knew you wanted until you saw it there in front of you, puppy dog eyes on it, begging to be brought home. And you realise you've never wanted anything more in your life, ever. It'd be handy for socks, or ties, or dicky bows if you had them, and maybe you should get into them now. Or the toilet cistern to grow some plants in the garden, though you've no real history of growing plants. And your better half argues a long past its best cistern is not exactly a thing of aesthetic beauty in the sylvan setting of your glorified backyard. Or the previously loved printer for €8. She's not sure it definitely works, but at €8, you can't go wrong. One careful lady owner, as the motor ads used to say. Are they still allowed to say that? Oh, how I've missed the charity shops. How COVID-19 has denied me and thousands more like me our blissful fix, our opportunity to, and I'm paraphrasing Nancy Griffith here, fill up our bags with unnecessary plastic objects, wink at the boys, and get back on the bus. In the thrilling way they lure you in, because today might just be the day you find the treasure, they are a metaphor for life itself. If you're not in, you can't win. The tinkling of the bell as you cross the threshold bestirs that familiar frisson of excitement. Cufflinks. Do you ever get cufflinks? And they do. Ones with aces of diamonds on them, and horses and dogs and footballs and cars and the names of long discarded lovers and whatever else might take your fancy. And you want them. All of them. And at €7 a throw, what can go wrong? The fact you don't have a shirt requiring cufflinks may be one niggling complication. Bernardo's, the National Council for the Blind, Mayo Roscommon Hospice, Vincent's, oh Vincent's, how oft in times of despair have I turned to thee, Wordsworth-like, for a half hour of solace, for a soothing escape from the overbearing pressures of the day, and for a carved wooden sign that says, I'm the boss around here, and have my wife's permission to say that. How often have I sought refuge in your bookshelves, purchasing a book I've previously owned twice and never read, certain in the knowledge that its time has finally come. How often have I people watched as others agonise over suitcases, clocks and Nivea for men. Depop, eBay, Facebook Marketplace and Etsy, masters of the online acres, you offer none of the magic and mystery of an overstocked, unnavigable charity shop, where the kindly woman thinks she has something that might interest you based on your, what's the formal marketing term, purchasing history. And she fetches you the towering coat stand, and you buy it because you lack the ruthlessness to say no. And you make a big spectacle of loading the statuesque six-footer into the boot outside, thrice checking that it's not going to fall out. You toot her a goodbye and drive around the corner and donate it to the rival shop, because it was never really you in the first place. It's for moments like that that we are grateful for the reopening of the charity shops this month. It's the right thing to do.
That was Liam Horan in Mayo, and after the break, we're heading back to Cork.